Let's go back a little bit, because you were in the boys' choir.
Yeah, that was in elementary school.
You could sing.
Yeah, I can sing now.
So you have this musical ability of drums, and you can sing. Could you play any other instruments?
No, and yet I write a lot of songs.
Name those songs.
I wrote a song called Lucky, and one of the little handsome boys heard it yesterday, and he's very interested in it. Young boys here.
The handsome boy, right.
He said, man, I like the song. I said, man, I wrote that song in 1970, which I did. I was in Copenhagen, and I wrote it for a girl. Her name is Linda, but I call it Lucky. That's one of my songs. Really, the song I'm most ambitious about is called My Ballerina, and I wrote that for a Romanian ballerina that I met probably 10, 12 years ago. I've written a story that I want to talk to you about called Broken Point. It should be finished by late September, and I'll go to Switzerland for that. So I've got about 12, 14 songs that I have written. And I'm going to put them in a compilation and put them on the internet if I don't get a record deal, you know.
Mm-hmm. There was an assembly at Booker T, I believe.
Yeah, I met Joe Louis there.
Joe Louis.
Yeah.
Tell us who he was.
Heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
He was America's hero. He's a black people's hero, but he was America's hero because he had just knocked out Max Melling.
Who was the German champion.
He was the German champion.
And he came to your school, what, probably 1945 in there someplace.
Right, during the war. And what they do, they were doing a recruiting campaign. Not an elementary school, but, you know, you set them up, you got this hero here. He was in the army, as a matter of fact. He just wasn't in uniform, as I don't recall him being in uniform. Yeah, he came in 1944, and later I met him in Las Vegas.
Wasn't he promoting a certain drink?
Oh, right. He had a drink called Joe Louis Punch. There used to be a soda called Grapeette.
Yeah.
In a little bottle like this, if you recall, it was grape. Yeah. And Joe Louis Punch looked just like Grapeette. But he also had a softball team. He had a softball team out of Chicago called the Joe Louis Punchers. One of the really fine piano players here, Ed Hughes, played on his softball team. He could pitch with either hand. He ended up being a very good jazz piano player.
Did they barnstorm? Did they come here and play?
Yeah, they barnstormed, yes, because, you know, things were still as they were, so it wasn't like they were going to do anything major, but they barnstormed, yes.
Here you were, like, in the third grade, and you knew that Joe Louis was a big hero.
Yeah. And it's the first time I've ever seen white people come down to our school. At that time, I was going to Booker T. Elementary School. The whole podium was loaded with the superintendent and everybody else. And when we went out to get soda, they got first in line. But we expected that. That's when I realized the importance, the impact that sports can have on people. Because the superintendent never came down this end of town. He had somebody running it for him. But when Joe Louis came to town, I got to bring my family and my brother, my daughter's family, and, you know, come down and see the heavyweight champion of the world, Joe Louis. He had a truck right outside and gave everybody Joe Louis punch. It was an incredible day.
As African Americans, you had to feel awfully proud that he is one of us.
Yeah.
And by the way, you talked earlier about the different shades of color of blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Would he be about as black as you are?
No, he was lighter than me. Much lighter. Okay. But it didn't matter. He could have been green because he was a heavyweight, he was a heavyweight champion of the world. And that's the point I'm trying to make, you know, on that.
Right.
You know.
Excuse me, I don't give it to black
people. I mean, did I say something wrong?
No. When you said it could have been green, that was so perfect. That was great.